was December the 6th, 1983. I was doing time for armed robbery. At 4 in the morning, I was sitting in my cell. I heard a whistle blow, then I heard somebody yell.
There's a riot going on. There's a riot going on. There's a riot going on. Up in cell block number 9.
Welcome, my friends, to the second hour of Take No Prisoners at the Republic Broadcasting Network. Folks, I'd like to give preference tonight to anyone facing a sentencing hearing or anyone who has a relative in prison and is seeking an alternative. We'd love to talk with you tonight. I realize when we start getting into the details like this, everybody wants to listen, but perhaps this might be a good opportunity to discuss your case in person. And we find that good things often come out of those discussions. I'd like to move on right now to the comprehensive administrative court process, the comprehensive administrative process that we were discussing and actually reading, as boring as that may be, a couple of weeks ago, and then got waylaid by the expansion of this conversation to include the 1099 technology. This is paragraph 14. I don't believe we've read that as yet. I hope we haven't read it. I hate to be redundant, but if we have, my apologies. Verified affidavit of facts. As a courtesy to ensure your opportunity to rebut errors and to memorialize the integrity of the public record, the jurisdictional and payment representations herein are verified and annexed hereto. This is a splendid opportunity for you to rebut the presumption that trespasses on my claim or political status comprise your confession to enticement to slavery by coercing a foreigner to falsely present himself as a United States citizen directly or by deception, misnomer, or intentional mistaken identity. As a further courtesy, you may also rebut the presumption that such enticement by threat, force, arrest, indictment, imprisonment, or other onslaught coercive device against an exempt living man, his property, or those who fall under his coverture comprises your confession to high crimes against mankind. Now, folks, that paragraph, as I'm reading it, appears to me usable in a variety of situations. So if I was in a prison situation or having faced a sentencing hearing or was about to face a sentencing hearing and I wish to discourage a rearrest or a false arrest or an arrest for failing to appear when in fact it's the defendant that's supposed to appear, well then, I might include a very brief affidavit about the facts of this case coordinated to this particular paragraph, and a simple cover letter that says that affidavit is your opportunity to disprove the assumption that you are enticing a living man into slavery. You're enticing a foreigner to confess to being a U.S. subject. How dare you? That would be the essence of a process in and of itself. Number 15, alternative verification by power of attorney. You may also exhibit a power of attorney within 10 days of this postmark in which I granted you authority to verify or disqualify my political status, or a contract in which I offered a chosen action on behalf of the defendant, debtor, legal fiction, whomever, as verified rebuttal. So in other words, where's your power of attorney by which I granted you authority to qualify or disqualify my status and my name? We'll pick this up in just a moment. We'll be gone for a brief commercial announcement, and then we'll have a long segment to explore this process further.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
The Healing Formula is an all-natural, patent-pending wound and skin care formula developed mainly for the treatment of pressure sores and diabetic ulcers. The formula was developed by a home caregiver with more than 30 years' experience. We use the finest ingredients available, including certified organic aloe vera gel with all the beneficial enzymes intact and food-grade hydrogen peroxide. The Healing Formula works from the inside out, oxygenating the affected area, stopping the spread of infection, and decreasing pain while promoting healing. Call 1-800-357-2944 or visit HealingFormula.com. The Healing Formula has proven effective in other areas of skin care as well, such as abrasions, rashes, and the treatment of pyorrhea, gingivitis, ear infections, and much more. The Healing Formula comes with an unconditional money-back guarantee if you're not completely satisfied. We offer a free sample to all nursing homes, home caregivers, and nurses. It is our sincere hope that the Healing Formula will help you or your loved ones to avoid any more unnecessary pain. Call 1-800-357-2944 or visit HealingFormula.com.
Are you concerned about cholesterol, blood pressure? Are you experiencing chest pain? Are you looking for a more natural method to help improve your health issues?
I had two mild heart attacks, and I had an 80 to 90% blockage in my artery. Don recommended I take this Cardivite. I haven't had any chest pain since I've been on it. It's brought my cholesterol down. My blood sugar was really fluctuating from 10 to 14 when I went on the Cardivite. You know, it really leveled it out. I'm really pleased. And I feel so good about it. I'll tell you, it's great for your circulation because I've noticed that I've had problems with my feet because of the diabetes, and they're getting better. They don't hurt as much. It's really great. I recommend this to anybody.
To learn more, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com. Call 1-877-928-8822.
Welcome back, my friend. Welcome back. You're listening to Take No Prisoners at the Republic Broadcasting Network. Remember, Sam Davis has a seminar next weekend, the Status as Freedom Seminar, which I know if you can attend, you will enjoy and find worthwhile for your long-term studies. And it's in Dothan, Alabama, December 15th and 16th. That's next weekend. And you can acquire information or register at statusisfreedom.com. And please, if you do attend because I suggested it, drop me a line. Let me know how you enjoyed it, please. That would be at takenoprisoners@hush.com. Anyway, we were discussing the Comprehensive Administrative Procedure. This is one of hundreds of comprehensive, so-called administrative procedures, many of them comprehensive, that I've used and do use. And it's amazing how these have evolved over the years. Tens of thousands of hours have gone into construction of these remedies, but this is the one that you would find in the Stage 1 folder on the BIC CD, and that would be the presentment folder. How do we present the instruments, especially in a judicial case? And I believe it would be option 3 in the BIC, in that stage 1 BIC folder. Paragraph 16 says, opportunity to state a claim. It is my pleasure to afford you the additional opportunity to exhibit any superior claims or a material defect in my claim noted hereunder. All such representations must be verified to avoid any unfortunate assumption of trafficking in slaves. Now, that little paragraph, it's three little lines, is designed to support the stipulation of the fiduciaries, the stipulation of the recipients of this process, that you have exhausted your administrative remedies prior to becoming involved, if you do become involved, in adjudicating this case in the corporate courts. At the same time, they will also be stipulating that they have not exhausted their administrative remedy. And so that stipulation can be used. How many times has a 12B6 been used against the Patriot? Well, with appropriate stipulations, that could be a one-paragraph pleading to be used against an agency that they have stipulated that there is no claim and that they have not exhausted their administrative remedy. They have no grounds for being in court when there is a private settlement available. To do otherwise, to allow them to remain in the court, would comprise tax fraud. It's a waste of taxpayers' money. It's literally a willful burning of funds unnecessarily. And one might say a perjuring of the oath of any judge that would permit such a thing. I mean, if failure to state a claim and failure to exhaust administrative remedies are not maxims of law in any society, then in any fictional society, then what is? I submit there is none if those two do not qualify as maxims. Now, paragraphs 17 and 18 are both in blue text with a little sign next to them saying, choose one or the other. And I think it'll be self-evident what these divergent approaches are to handling the presentation of the defendant. Because you get these papers in the mail and suddenly you feel all compelled to respond to prove you're not the defendant, when in fact your very response proves you are at least standing on behalf of the defendant or operating as a representative of the defendant. Number 17, arrest of the vessel in admiralty. The affidavit is your administrative opportunity to disprove the assumption that the defendant debtor is a United States creation pursuant to intentional misnomer. Then we have a little footnote which explains what we mean by that. I can read that if you'd like. Maybe we should. It says, for your reference, pursuant to the 14th Amendment, the Buck Act, Social Security Act, and statutes at large, 12 Stat 319, and that's in parenthesis. Not really essential, but might make a good reference under certain circumstances. Is a United States creation, the defendant debtor is a United States creation pursuant to intentional misnomer. Let me read that paragraph again, please. The affidavit is your administrative opportunity to disprove the assumption that the defendant is a United States creation pursuant to intentional misnomer. Wanting, that means lacking, the sentience to contract and the mobility to appear unless you choose to present it. In other words, here's an affidavit that proves what that party is. And then we instruct the fiduciary. Your verified statement of firsthand knowledge clarifying its character and capacity is a prerequisite to an in rem proceeding. In other words, to even have subject matter jurisdiction, you need to prove that this thing exists in some fashion and can present itself to be arrested. You can't arrest vapor. Certainly in admiralty, It's the thing that's charged with the crime. It's the car that performs the felony. That's why they can get away with confiscating automobiles and yachts and all when they find a marijuana seed or the driver's been drinking or something of that sort. Now, if you're an equity litigator, then you're going to obsess over in rem proceeding as, well, they have a statute. You'll already have agreed with the public. Well, they have a statute that says they have a seatbelt law and you weren't wearing a seatbelt. Obviously, he has jurisdiction over the subject matter, but in admiralty, in rem has to do with the vessel. Do they have possession of or control over the vessel? Have they arrested the vessel? They have to prove there's a vessel to arrest. Continuing, it says, please note the co-claimant fee of $50 million applicable to all willful acts of mistaken identity. And paragraph 18, which could be chosen instead of the previous paragraph, is entitled Surrender of Defendant Pursuant to Arrest of the Vessel in Admiralty. That pretty much speaks for itself, doesn't it? As a courtesy, please find the defendant debtor annexed here to facilitate settlement. The certificate of live birth and social security card have been noted, accepted for value pursuant to my private offset account number EIN. They could also be sent into Treasury and made payable to Treasury with a copy to the court. There are a number of different ways of handling it. How one chooses to handle it depends upon one's knowledge and belief. All right, then the letter has a title in the center of the page which says Offer of Immunity. So we use those titles to call attention. They're only used for the purpose of calling attention to specific pieces of information and sometimes outlandish pieces of information. So they know, the party I'm dealing with knows full well I have complete confidence in who I am, and there will be no bounds on what I'll tell him. Just like our friend Burley said to that judge, don't give me any of your BS, judge. Or Sam Davis used to say, and probably still teaches, Your Honor, I don't see any reason we should insult each other's intelligence. All of those are in the same vein and character, basically thrusting it under their nose that we have only due respect for that black robe, not undue respect. We will give it all the respect that it is due. And as a fiction, the respect that's due is actually due to us as a living man. Offer of immunity. Then the paragraph below that, number 19, is entitled Offer of Immunity. This advisory is your one-time good faith offer of immunity from all previous commercial dishonors. You may accept the offer by issuing through the notary no later than 10 days past this postmark a settlement statement in the form of a wet signature warrant or order closing the public case or quashing the public case and releasing within 24 hours of this postmark all distraint and distress against claimant's property, collateral, interests, and freedom. For example, prison extraction. Or rebutting the said affidavit with a verified rebuttal with particularity to all claims. Below that is a paragraph in uppercase letters, which says, notary certification of non-acceptance of the offer will comprise your agreement and confession that claimant has exhausted his administrative remedy and you have accepted all of the terms hereunder and the administrative judgment of your default on this process. Now, below that is another centered headline, commercial standing. See, another reason we're using these headlines for sections is the same reason that you use headlines in a newspaper article. Because people get tired of reading the same structure time and again. If you don't have those breakages, then all they have is paragraph after paragraph, and who on earth wants to read 50 paragraphs? So if we break them up by topic, they get a good idea of where we're headed. and it makes the same amount of reading that much easier to execute. We'll be back in 3 minutes, folks. Please join me.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Take the heat out of your sleep. The Bedfan Personal Cooling System will work for anyone that is a hot sleeper, regardless of the reason. It gives you a deep, restful sleep, the way nature intended. No more tossing and turning. Say goodbye to sleepless nights. So ask yourself, are you a hot sleeper and really want to sleep cooler? A woman who suffers from the effects of menopause, including night sweats derived from hot flashes, have a medical condition that causes your body to get hot at night, or just want to save money on your air conditioning bill. It works instantly. No tools or assembly required. Don't worry. The Bedfan fits short beds, tall beds, beds with footboards, sleigh beds, water beds, and many other types of beds. If you want great relief and total comfort, give us a call at 1-210-632-8280. That's 1-210-632-8280, or visit our site at bedfan.com, your provider for great sleep.
Eating a well-balanced diet filled with whole foods is sometimes hard to achieve, so supplementation can be beneficial. But WholeFoodToday.com believes that if you want to supplement, you should be doing so with products made from complex and natural whole foods, which the body can recognize and utilize as food, rather than with synthetic formulas of isolated vitamins made in chemical factories. Whole Food Today is dedicated to bringing you the finest health products at an incredible value. Nutrient formulas for men and women, super green food formulas made from over 30 vegetables, legumes, sprouts, immunity health formulas, coconut oil, krill oil, and many other products made 100% naturally. Visit us today at www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. That's www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. Whole Food Today offers free shipping to all orders anywhere in the continental U.S. Whole Food Today, empowering people to attain and maintain extraordinary health.
Welcome back, folks. You're listening to Take No Prisoners at the Republic Broadcasting Network. This heading in the middle of the page says commercial standing, and paragraph 20 beneath it is entitled Statement of Interest. The attached public record verifies that I am a registered foreign Paramount Secured Party creditor, in parenthesis and quotes, claimant, holding a perfected security interest slash maritime lien, in parenthesis and quotes, claim, in legal fiction, Sam Kennedy, in parenthesis, file number, and then there's the number of the UCC filing number of the original claim in the straw man of the original security interest filing, comma, Secretary of State of the state of whatever state it was filed in, and then the date of that presentment, close parenthesis. We used to make a big deal out of our standing. Now, as we've grown in our knowledge and confidence, we don't. We know who we are what we are, and hence, it's been reduced to one little paragraph, four pages in. Paragraph 21, co-claimant fees. The commercial liability for any party seeking the privilege of being joined as a co-claimant to the claim, remember my claim and the defendant, has been previously established by the principals at $50 million. per each action which attempts to impair the claim or stultify the claimant or debtor. Might I suggest that anyone who concocts a security agreement with a legal fiction ought to consider having a penalty paragraph such as this included. However, instead of, as we do in so many of these things, instead of putting a nasty face on it, we put a very pleasant, colorable face on it by calling it a co-claimant fee. And that's what it is. If someone attempts to extract $5,000 or $500,000 from my debtor that rightfully belongs to me as first-in-line creditor, clearly they wish to be a co-claimant. Since I have all rights to the first $100 billion, unless their claim is for $100 billion and $1, they are telling me they wish to join my claim because there's no other way to come in to this party. The only way into this party is to present the claim in excess of mine. Any claim less than mine is a claim against me. So, a long time ago, the idea occurred to me to call it a co-claimant fee. Paragraph 22, null appearance. And by the way, that co-claimant fee, there are two different fees like that that we use in the commercial lien strategy of presentment, which is option 4 in the BIC folder. There is the co-claimant fee, and there's also the fee for impairing that commercial lien. And I think that's set at $10 million. Paragraph 22, null appearance. I can't emphasize this enough. As a private, neutral, non-belligerent without the United States, the next part of the sentence is bold and underlined. I do not consent to a general or special appearance now or in perpetuity, and none can be assumed without a conversion of personal liability. No grant of in rem or in personam jurisdiction is expressed or implied. And it isn't, because this is a private letter stamped private issue, not for public filing, in big red letters at the top with our court seal on it, diagonally on page 1, make no mistake about it, this is not a public filing. I'm not making any appearance. I'm a foreigner telling you what I require in my court. No chosen action is expressed or implied on behalf of the defendant slash debtor or any legal fiction, juristic personality, or onlegious artificial person. I do not intend, nor will I argue the merits, facts, or law, represent the defendant debtor, request any action that would imply a cause is properly pending, or engage in any controversy. Paragraph 23, bond. Secured promissory note number, whatever, shall serve as my bond in this proceeding, indemnifying you for all risks associated with good faith execution of my instructions and any and all liabilities attributed to my collateral, the defendant debtor. And by the way, Mr. Jones and Ms. Smith, if you dishonor that instrument, since I've put it into play, I will hold you liable and send collectors out to collect it from your bond. So you had better enter it on the books, put it in the envelope, and transfer it to Treasury, or you will not be employable as a public employee 12 to 18 months from now, and probably shorter, in a shorter period of time. And the more public officials that learn that, despite the threats and the innuendos and the intimidation tactics, the sooner we will achieve our goal of living in parity as superior creatures, as children of God. Paragraph 24, preservation of rights. All rights, remedies, and defenses are hereby expressly preserved. If I am coerced by express or implied force of arms to appear bodily in your venue, it will be exclusively, and this is underlined, and perpetually as the superior court of a sovereign man on the land and real party creditor in interest under injury, without granting in rem or in personam jurisdiction, waiving any rights, remedies, or defenses, or offering a chosen action. That's a mouthful, folks. We'll be back in 3 minutes. Don't go away.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
The Berkeelite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeelite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeelite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeelite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Do you have a high electric bill? Do you use an electric company that just provides you expensive electricity? Not anymore. Visit www.energy-swap.com and take advantage of a new way to save on your monthly energy bill. Allow Energy Swap to switch your provider and receive the same reliable service and the best rewards program in the industry. Save up to 20% on your electric bill. Rates as low as 10.99 cents per kilowatt. No cost to switch. Flat rate plan. Reward program. What more could you ask for? A free gift. Try Energy Swap and receive a free getaway for two. Sign up today. 888-238-6397. That's 888-238-6397. Visit our website, www.energy-swap.com, and use the tool generator to calculate how much you can save on your monthly energy bill. 888-238-6397. Currently in Texas and New York only. Other states coming soon.
It's Christmas time, the season for giving. How would you like to save money on Christmas gifts this year and make money while doing it? Then Power Mall Global is here for you. Power Mall Global is unique. It's not an MLM and not an affiliate program. All you have to do is shop in any one of the 1,000 plus stores, including Sears, OfficeMax, Home Depot, Bed Bath & Beyond, JCPenney, Old Navy, and much, much more on www.powermallglobal.com and surprise your family with the perfect gifts. You'll be surprised on how much you save and get back in rebate checks for a percentage of your purchase. Power Mall Global is absolutely free to use. There's no cost to you, ever. Think of all the traffic and clutter the Christmas holiday brings. Think of the times the stores were out of that certain item that was perfect for your loved ones. Not going to happen anymore. It's very simple. Stay in the comfort of your own home. Click through 1,000 stores, buy and save on what you want for the Christmas holiday, and earn money while doing it. Go to www.powermallglobal.com and check out the millions of products that could be the perfect gift for you. That's www.powermallglobal.com.
Welcome back, friends. This is the last long segment of Take No Prisoners at the Republic Broadcasting Network. I'm Dr. Sam Kennedy. We're winding down here, folks. Just a couple more paragraphs. This letter is completed, but these are very important. Remember, the most important part of any letter is at the very beginning and the very end. Default. That is a centered headline once again, and the paragraph that follows it is entirely in bold, so it stands out from everything else on the page. You may elect to default on this administrative process by remaining silent. You may elect to. Does that sound like writing you may have encountered in letters from agencies that came to you? It's a mirroring process of procedures to which we have been subjected for decades. You may elect to default on this administrative process by remaining silent, failing to provide a verified response to the affidavit, or failing to post the payment and exhibit settlement of all accounts, public and private. That's all we want, is a settlement statement, a verified response, some proof that the account has been posted. Very simple. A piece of paper is all we want. In the event the notary certifies your default, your consent to commence all lawful remedies will be honored. You hear that? In the event the notary certifies your default, your consent to commence all lawful remedies will be honored. As opposed to saying to them, that will comprise your consent. We're telling them, your consent will be honored. We're going to go to work. It is essential that we do not alter or destroy any of your records, including off balance sheet journals. See, that's just the right time to issue that warning. That's a warning that they've probably never received from anybody involved in any case that they believe is before them or standing under them. And it's a sign that we are not standing under them. We are in front of them, in fact, above them. They are under us. And we're telling them, do not destroy your records. All records, notes, phone records, and journals are subject to civil, administrative, collection, judicial, and grand jury subpoena. This disclosure is provided as a good faith opportunity for you to ensure your public performance in conformity with public policy. Next paragraph also has a censored headline, demand for payment. Now, this is a paragraph, by the way, that one can start a letter like this with, and many have been over the years, but I don't think they were written for clarity, because obviously, if you say, where's your check? No one knows what you're talking about on the public side. Even at the highest levels, they wouldn't know what you're talking about. So we have to translate effectively on our behalf. This is also a bold-faced paragraph. As your consideration was not annexed to the offer, Notary Public John Jones has been authorized to lawfully demand payment of invoice number whatever. And by the way, this letter is the invoice, and it's got a little marking in the upper right-hand corner indicating the invoice number. Notary Public John Jones has been authorized to lawfully demand payment of invoice number whatever, pursuant to public policy, in the form of a money order, wire transfer, equivalent, labor, warrant, order, or comparable settlement statement of equivalent value, indicating payment of all liabilities attributed to the debtor, up to the moment of settlement and closure of the public case, to be received no later than, and that would be 10 days after the date of this letter, providing this letter sent out promptly. Or the date of mailing of this letter. Then we skip down what's called in writing a four-paragraph skip. We skip extra space. We set off the ending of this letter. As your process cannot be legally issued against the undersigned, and all obligations and penal sums have been satisfied and settled to the complete satisfaction of the principals, bold, all defective process is being returned herewith without dishonor for cause, noted, accepted for value. Yes, we can accept and return and still reject defective process. Please address all correspondence in this matter exactly as shown, colon, and then sent it on the page. It lists the living man's name, care of, notary public such and such, and then the notary's address. Communication in any other manner, other than fully in accord with this notice of mailing location, that's in uppercase letters, notice of mailing location, will be certified by the notary as your stipulation to defective service, in parentheses, default. Please review the notary's letter of due presentment for any requests I have asked her to transmit under notary seal. That's if it was a notary's request to file evidence in the file or to return from the clerk certified copies of any of the records. Thank you for your kind understanding and timely compliance. All rights are hereby reserved. Very truly yours. And under the line it says, Samuel Thomas Kennedy, in rerum natura. Now, because it's a foreign language, it's supposed to be italicized. That's the normal formatting convention for when you use foreign language in English text. And underneath that it says, real party and interest under injury. Under that it says, secured party creditor to legal fiction Sam Kennedy. Under that it says prepaid private offset account number, and the EIN number is there. That's Social Security without dashes. And under that it says, in bold, all property exempt from levy, period. Void where prohibited by law, period. So that, my friends, is the foreign advisory also known as letter rogatory, that is the core of this process. At the bottom of that page, it has a notice to officers, agents of the United States and all political subdivisions thereof. And this is that little harassment, charge, protection, disclaimer that we put on notices of this sort just to tell them, basically, we don't have a lot of time to waste on excess process. So don't even bother. Don't even get started on it. Because, frankly, it'll wind up costing you money. Now, there are, well, actually, before we go to any of the accompanying documents, let's go to the phones. John in Oregon, are you there? John? Hello, John. Ted in Alabama, are you there? Are you there? All right. I think people have been dropping off because I've been long-winded here, folks. Let me check another. Steve in New York, are you there? Steve? Folks, you have an opportunity here. It's 10:41 Eastern Standard Time. If you'd like to talk directly, if you're listening live, why don't you phone in? And we can talk about your case, no holds barred. In the meantime, some of the documents that are attached to the letter rogatory might include what we call Schedule A, which is titled Default Under Public Policy. And this is one way of shortening the actual letter rogatory by segregating out a section that they might find of interest. And this has a bunch of terms of default, such as what the terms of response are, that they have to respond with a verified point-by-point rebuttal, that if they default, it would comprise a voluntary chosen action or basically a conversion of all liability to the holder of the instrument. It gives them warning that their default will comprise their authorization for the living man to act as their attorney in fact. It provides notice that their default will comprise their agreement to accept and pay certain fees by way of a confession of judgment. It provides notice that their default will be certified as a contractual understanding that is self-adjudicating, basically a statute staple. And also that this will comprise administrative judgment and their agreement to an estoppel of all action on their part. In other words, they will be waiving all rights. And then, in fact, there is a paragraph called Waiver of Rights, which says, default will comprise your consent agreement and confession to waive any and all rights to protest, raise a controversy, appeal, object to, or controvert administratively or judicially any of the terms or provisions in this contract or the estoppel. Upon default, you and your agent may not argue, challenge, controvert, or protest the finality of the administrative findings to which you have agreed, unless such waiver of rights is declined in writing. In parenthesis, it says, see next paragraph, close parenthesis. Any such argument or controversy will comprise your confession to perjury, enticement to slavery, and various crimes against mankind. Now, the next paragraph is entitled, Denial of Waiver of Rights. And it says, I, John Jones, or whoever the fiduciary is, hereby acknowledge that I have received, read, and fully understand this administrative remedy presentment with attachments, endorsements, and schedules, and do hereby reserve the right to raise a justiciable controversy by exhibiting verified proof of claim and loss no later than, and then it specifies 10 days from the date of mailing. In the event the said claim is honored, I further agree to settle all associated accounts to a zero final ending balance. And then there's a signature line with his name next to it and a date area with the word date next to it. So they actually have a formalized opportunity to to say that they understand what is ongoing and therefore they are not waiving any rights. Judge, has this court not been noticed, I believe it's page 2 in front of you, paragraphs 9 and 10, that this man has waived all rights to speak here today, and that is irrevocable because he had the opportunity to plead and chose not to. He has agreed to remain silent. Are you seeking to impede that agreement? Your Honor, are you aware that the fee agreed upon by the parties in this matter for impeding that agreement is $10 million per impairment? Are you aware of that, sir? And obviously, some judges will attempt to walk through that. Some judges will pretend that doesn't affect them and attempt to walk through that. I suspect that at this point in our evolution, most judges will be aware that if it's stated by a party the way I stated it, a party who's not kidding around and has no fear of them, that they're going to think twice because they do not know how, they do not know what procedures a party so clever, in fact, they may be thinking so diabolical as to put a paragraph in offering this other fellow an opportunity to deny waiving their rights. What procedures might such a diabolical party be capable of? That paragraph is not in there to have anyone sign it. No one's going to sign that. They should. That's all I have to do is sign it and return it and say, I reserve all rights. It's done. Don't give me any more of your paper nonsense. I know your game. But they're not going to, because they are brainwashed into believing the judiciary can protect them from everything and can provide the solution and remedy for every problem. That's why they fight so hard against you, ladies and gentlemen. And that's why it's our job in those situations, and that means you and me, to wake them up to their own mortality, their own legal mortality, when they believe they can actually sit there in their ivory tower, look down at us, and think we are going to accede to them when we know they are corporate representatives dealing exclusively with an ans legis artificial purpose, artificial person. They actually believe that we have no choice but to confess to being a subject of the United States. That's how deep the brainwashing is. But documents like this can and have awakened them numerous times very quickly. And one of the telltale signs of that, of course, is a very quick recusal. Or bringing in that special judge, the no-nonsense judge, who won't take any of this. I love those judges. Because he can bull his way into a trap the first time he takes an action or enters that case. And when you take the biggest, baddest man on the block and you bloody his nose and distress his bond, at that point, you're walking on water. You can drive through town at 100 miles per hour. I don't suggest you should, and if you do, you deserve whatever happens to you, but you could because no one's going to pull you over. No one wants a piece of you after this. So anyway, that's Schedule A. Not in its entirety, but I think you get the point. Schedule B, right up front. Although, excuse me, we no longer give it a schedule name. The next document, which is immediately behind this letter, and in fact may be elevated to the front of the packet immediately behind the notary's presentment, is a durable specific power of attorney. This is such an important document that I'm starting to believe more and more that it belongs very, very close to the front of the presentment package. So we might have a notary's letter with a 1040 OID, with a 1040V behind it stapled to the front of the notary's letter. So we see the little OID, and we see that there's a letter behind it, the title of which is poking out above that, perhaps, stating due presentment under notary seal and demand for payment. And then right behind that is the durable specific power of attorney, which is mentioned, I believe, in the latest notary's letters of due presentment. A specific power of attorney is being presented to you so you can stand in the name, place, and stead of the legal fiction defendant. You are the defendant. You know, as I said that, a thought crossed my mind. Why don't we send an appearance bond to the surety? But it might not be the same kind of appearance bond that they send us. Requiring that surety to appear by way of the specific power of attorney in place of the legal fiction defendant. That's an intriguing idea, ladies and gentlemen. And we may pick that up after the break. Please join me for the final segment of Take No Prisoners in just a couple of minutes.
Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist unjust war. It is an established historical fact that the Vatican has publicly stated that the Iraqi war is an unjust war. However, it miserably failed to tell its Catholic soldiers that it is a mortal sin to attack Iraq. The Protestant ministers in unison should take the logical step of telling their soldiers that it is a serious offense against God to participate in this unjust war. However, if enough Protestant ministers do not take this logical step, then the lay Catholics and Protestants have a serious obligation to demand of their clergy to take this logical step publicly. Personally, I am doing all that I can to stop the continuation of the murder, carnage, and suffering that is being committed against the innocent people of Iraq in this terrible, unjust war. For additional facts regarding this grave matter, order the lecture by Father John Martinez entitled WW3 Can Still Be Prevented. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner for more information and ordering.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our renewable energy solar program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our renewable energy solar system converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce up to 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year. It is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner on RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
The boogie train,
it's a boogie thing.
Oh, it's a boogie thing.
It's a boogie thing.
Boogie all night.
Welcome back, my friends. This is the final segment of take no prisoners, spelled N-O. All right. Well, I thank you for joining me tonight, and we're going to continue this discussion. I am determined to assist as many families as possible, but I'm only one man, and these cases can take a lot of time and effort, so I'm hoping to lay down the tracks here for people to be able to access this information at will. And as you know, once the downloads kick in and once the program is rebroadcast by micro-broadcasters around the world, and it's very hard to track just how large the audience is, but we know it's substantial. Then the genie's out of the bag. And so next week, we'll continue with the durable, specific power of attorney. And the other documents, the confession of judgment and the self-executing power of attorney, and other schedules like Schedule D, the default confessions that would accompany this letter. One doesn't have to use all of these items, and it can appear to be overly complex, but I'll tell you, when you're involved in a court case, sometimes the complexity is necessary so we have all of our enforcement ducks in order and have substantial capability to hold our position. It shouldn't be so difficult. All we're saying is, please don't confuse us with that fiction. And the problem comes, of course, from the fact that we have been operating through that fiction, and in many cases on behalf of that fiction, our whole lives, signing contracts, signing wills, signing powers of attorney, healthcare proxies, and DMV records, and purchase agreements, and credit card slips. I mean, have you ever stopped to think just how many contracts you've entered into over the years, how many times you have lent your signature to a company to be able to use your credit to raise its product? Just how many times? That would be a fascinating calculation. There's your homework assignment, ladies and gentlemen. If you have nothing better to do, maybe you'd like to sit down and calculate that. Figure out how many times a week before you were a patriot, or maybe even since you use your credit cards. I know many of you use your credit cards because some of you have 15 credit cards that are suing you, or 15 judgments for failure to pay the credit cards. And how many other times you've signed things. And drop me a line. For a communication like this, the place to send it would be restore.america@hush.com. Please don't send mass emails to any of our Hush mail accounts, because they clog quickly and then people who really need to talk with us can't get through. But for mass communications and the kind of thing I just mentioned, restore.america@hotmail.com. No mass email goes to our Hush mail account. Anyway, folks, I'll see you next Saturday, God willing, at 1 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, and next Sunday night at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, right here at the Republic Broadcasting Network. Thanks for joining me. Good night, and God bless. With